Let's talk terminology. Buddhism Reference Volume 2. Hi, friends. How are you? Thanks for your practice. Thanks for being here. I hope this finds you in good health and secure. Devas. We see this terms, devas, devis, throughout our study of Buddhism. And as usual, a lot of these terms have existed throughout the world and in the ancient histories of many cultures. And if you go to look them up, you're going to find definitions that suit those traditions and those cultures. I included in these reference books only because, again, everything that I do is about our modern practice of Lotus Sutra Buddhism, Shakyamuni's teachings, as elucidated by the hundreds and thousands of years of scholarships. Yes, certainly ending up with our most recent scholar of note, Nichiren, Bodhisattva Nichiren. In that respect, and in his in my emulating as best I can his example, our mentor, I want to make sure that, you know the meaning of these terms, but you also know how they apply to our current modern practice. Buddhism is about the mind. And so even as these things have been morphed into things and even invented for the purpose of things like angels and spirits and religious connotations and or mythologies and so forth, that's not how we use them today. They simply point to our imagination and the way that we can construct illusory or delusory imaginative influences on our daily lives. And because we construct them, well, we're leading our lives, right? So if we believe in magical, mystical things, then we put the responsibility of our lives on mystical, magical things of our own creation. And so we're really betraying our true self and leading ourselves into delusion and illusion, right? That's samsara. So let's look at devas. So the entry I have so far, again, this is a work in progress, right, until I release it. Here again, an ancient term is seen used throughout Buddhist texts of skillful means, right, to suggest an aspect of sentience in human thought. Our tendencies to drift from thought to thought, our imagination and associative and searching mind has collected many terms in secular as well as religious or spiritual realms of language and rhetoric. For modern Buddhists, it must be understood that the ancient meanings of these terms are only in service to the functions of the sentient mind, processes of the consciousnesses, and completely devoid of mystical or magical and religious reference, right? Otherwise, you can confuse your Buddhist studies tremendously if you start to let yourself put these magical concepts into your study. It'll derail you, right? Just understand where they come from and what they point to. It can be fun. It makes a study a little more fun. For example, from the New World Dictionary online, a deva, Sanskrit, meaning radiant or shining. See, it's helpful to know where the roots of these things are because that is understandable. We have radiating thoughts, right? Our life condition radiates. Something that's shining is like a jewel, right? These references are used, as I said in the beginning, skillful means, ways of grabbing attention to understand deeper concepts, right? Refers to a god or a deity, a deva, yeah, found in both Vedic, that's very ancient, Hinduism, and Buddhism. Hinduism's oldest scripture, the Rig Veda, contains hymns of praise to 33 different devas who helped to regulate the cosmos in opposition to asuras or demonic forces. So asuras, devas, they're really these spiritual, these influences, right? These imaginative influences, emotions, feelings, that kind of thing. And they're both positive and negative. Well, no news there, right? While devas are viewed positively in Hinduism as celestial beings of high excellence, They are, however, seen as demonic figures in Zoroastrianism, right? Devas are also a classification of beings in Buddhism that are viewed as higher than humans, but not the absolute powers in the universe. They're higher life conditions. In other words, they stand for things like aspiration, right? Real things, not magical things, right? Although wear that divining light, just understand it's not a religious commitment to something to move you. It describes an aspect of your sentient mind, okay? In Buddhism, devas differ from gods because they're not seen as eternal, as they are trapped in the cycle of suffering. So they're samsaric constructs, okay? So not a bad definition for, as it goes online. The etymology, not entomology, the etymology, the roots of the word, deva likely derives from Proto-Indo-European devos, originally an adjective meaning celestial or shining. It may also have some relation to the root div, meaning to play. Cognate to deva are the Lithuanian dievas and Latvian dievs, Prussian devas, and the Latin deus, right? Deus, God, and divus or divine, from which the English word divine or deity and the French Dieu and Italian Dio are derived. Related but distinct in the proper name Deus, which, while from the same root, may originally have referred to the sky and hence to the father sky, the chief god of the Indo-European pantheon, continued in Sanskrit as Deus. Today, Hindus also refer to devas as devata. And the feminine of deva is devi, or goddess. So there's an etymology, just to consider that from gods and deities to simply the sky, and the sky's the limit, you might say. So these represent, again, aspirations, influences in our modern-day practice. Yeah. States of mind. So that's it for devas. Next up is a really interesting word. It will relate directly to our daimoku, and that is dharani. And you often see that talked about as a magic spell, but that's not what dharani means, okay? But we'll spend a little time on that because that's very, very important for us to understand in our modern practice, right? That nothing we're doing is magical or spells or any of that. But those are old terminologies that Westerners, and even in Asia, were used to indicate these. But the power that they had and the reason these words were used was specific in Buddhism. So we'll get into that next time. For today, that was devas. I hope you enjoyed that. And I will see you again real soon with another. Take care of your health. Bye for now.